Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. In John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 14, we read, "And the Word was made flesh, or became flesh, and dwelt amongst us." That's talking, of course, of none other than our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's wonderful. Hey, do you remember when Philip went down to Samaria? The book of Acts talks about that, and it says that in that city he preached Christ among them, and there was great joy in that city. And do you remember the Apostle Paul? He says, "I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified." Listen to me. The truth is this, the only one in the world that can give any of us peace and joy is the Lord Jesus. The Christ who was crucified, raised from the dead, and is exalted and glorified in heaven. Do you know why he will give you peace? He'll do it for his glory. Ah, yes, folks, it's all about him. But you know, unsaved people who are listening to me now, God bless you. You don't see any beauty in Jesus. That's one of the characteristics of the unsaved. There's no majesty, there's no glory, no beauty in Jesus. Ah, but for the people of God, it's different. We rejoice to hear about him. We love it when people talk to us about him. Oh yes, and this is a great truth today. The Word was made flesh. Oh, this is wonderful. Who is this Word? Well, verse 1 says, "In the beginning." When was that? I don't know. But before there ever was anything, the beginning, unveil, unroll the curtain of time, draw it back, and there is the Word. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh. Who was he? Jesus. Oh yes, the infinite became finite, the invisible became visible. In Jesus, God unveiled himself. The Word became flesh. God spelled himself out in a language we could understand. Oh yes, in the fullness of time, he became one of us, incarnated by the power of the Holy Spirit in the womb of the Virgin. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. It's wonderful. Now listen to me. If we believe in the divine inspiration of Scripture, which we do, I'm going to say this again. This is John's Gospel, verse 1, 14, and compare it with verse 1 of the same chapter. You will see that this is Jesus that we're talking about. The Word became flesh, and that means that his Godhead is proven absolutely. God became a man, a real man, a sinless man, a perfect man, a man who was holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners. Where do you read that, Brother McKee? Hebrews 7:26. And that's the only way it was. That's the only way it could have been, because he became our sacrifice, our substitute there at the cross. And if you'll believe in him, listen to me, buddy, my friend, trust in him and he'll save you. And that is the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of the Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.